Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good buddy Brad Huskin back on the show. Brad's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's a top salesmanship expert in the Brain Trust. He's the author of Munchies for Salespeople and I'm a Salesperson. I'm a Salesman, not a PhD. And he's our good friend, Brad Huskin. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks, Jim. It's a pleasure to be back with you. And I know it's a little Sweet Home Alabama there.
It's like a dream come true for you to be here, isn't it? Isn't it?
It really is. Absolutely. It's just living the dream.
You're living the dream. Exactly. Hey, Brad, we conducted a survey recently, and we asked people if they were having difficulty finding qualified people, and 40% of our respondents said that they were. And then I talked to Bill Dunkelberg in the previous hour, chief economist for the NFIB, about some research that he did that bore into that number a little bit. And I always felt that when people said that they couldn't find qualified people, what they meant was they didn't know how to use a computer, they didn't have this skill or that skill, and that they were hoping to find somebody who were a little farther along than they did. But he says what he's found in his research is that people are showing up for interviews poorly dressed, not even clean, not speaking well, not writing well, bad attitudes, and that sort of thing. I mean, this is blowing my mind. What do you think?
Well, I would agree 100% that it's getting very difficult to find qualified people out there, and that's where
including the interview skills issue.
Yeah, I don't know why it is and why it's happening, but I think that the young people today aren't being trained on how to interview and how to dress and how to get a job, and they think that they're deserving of something just because they have this degree or this diploma, but that doesn't mean they're qualified in the real world of business, so to speak. So,
well, and let me say this: I don't know that his results, his survey, was generational at all. It may not have been, but I do think, you know, regardless of what generation you're part of, if there was ever a time to put your best foot forward, it's when you're making that first impression, right? Because we know all about that. One thing we know about that first impression, right, Brad?
Well, that's exactly right. It's the first impression lasts.
That's right. It's the only one you get. Only get to make it once, and so
exactly.
That's something to think about. So, what do you think about all this? What do you, when you talk to your customers, and you do a lot of consulting around the country and around the world, what do you talk to them about this?
A lot of time I tell them that you have to take the least disqualified and train them. And what I mean by that is people need a large pool of people from which to choose from, and way too often people hire just based on desperation or based on need. So they have to have a consistent, ongoing recruiting effort going on 24/7. As a matter of fact, I've been preaching to people that they better have a recruiting statement on the back of their business cards, or they have a set of business cards that are just for recruiting,
mm-hmm.
or on the back of the business card, you know, says, I'd love to talk to you about a career change,
mm-hmm.
and just hand that out to people that have jobs, because people that have jobs are probably more qualified than those that don't have jobs today.
Right.
But on the other hand, I have instituted this program that we test everybody nowadays. And we test them not only for their sales skills and aptitude, we test them for math skills and reading skills. And
are you finding it harder to find people who meet the base criteria?
Yeah, we're going through more people in order to find.
So you're having to go through more people to find people who fit the profile for and a lot of your folks are Main Street retailers, aren't they?
That's correct. Yeah, and you wouldn't think it would be that difficult to find people that work in retail, but it really is. And
so, just because they walk in and can fog a mirror, you don't hire them, do you?
No, you know, we put them through some rigorous testing and training and all those kind of things.
That's very smart. That's one of the components of success, isn't it?
It absolutely is. We put
taking a little bit extra time, to hire right the first time.
Hiring mistake can cost you a fortune over a very short period of time.
Yeah.
And what I was going to say, we put them through a 6-day training orientation or training checklist.
Hmm.
And if they can't fulfill the criteria in the first 6 days, then we don't waste any more time.
So they're on a 6-day probationary period at a minimum, aren't they?
Yeah, there's a probationary period that most companies have as a 90-day probationary period or 120 days or whatever they choose to make it. But I think we can make a decision on some for the first 6 days.
If you test them right and train them right, you should know in 6 days. Let's don't mess around. Folks, hold on to that thought. Brad Huskin and I will be right back. We got a couple of other things we're going to talk about after these messages. Stay with us.
Does everybody really know what time it is?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.